317-239-1009. Alex just told her family, hey, hope you don't need any kind of a kidney or body part, because I sure as hell ain't donated it to you.
Deuces.
Peace out, fam.
I remember not getting my Barbie Jeep that I asked for when I was six.
Selfish people. 40% of people say they would actually give a kidney, but only to a family member. And it seems like about 80% of people wouldn't donate to somebody that they didn't know. What the heck's wrong with people? If you don't need it, help somebody else out, right? Good morning, Kayla on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Me personally, I would just get matched because I have two kids. So if I wasn't a match for my kids or either of my parents, then I would definitely donate to somebody else, because it's not like down the road they would ever need it if I'm not a match. So why not give it to somebody else?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think kidneys, you have to, it's not like a blood thing, right? Kidneys, there's not such a thing as a match. It's like really anyone can donate a kidney,
well,
right?
No, they won't just take any kidney.
Everything has to actually have, first of all, a blood match. You got to match blood.
I would also do bone marrow as well. Like I've
that's painful.
My bone marrow. It is, but I mean, how could you look at a kid knowing that you're a match for bone marrow and tell them no because it's painful? I'm not going to donate bone marrow to
I look
you.
At a I kid mean, and say cool. no because I know it's painful. I'm kidding. No, but actually, a lot of people don't. They would love to do something like that, but it actually, you know, you take time away from your own life and everything. You have to go through the surgery, and then you're paying for that surgery. You know what I mean? So you have to have the means to be able to afford it. You have to be able to take that time off work and time away from your own family. There's a lot that goes into being a donor. It's not as easy as like, yeah, just rip it out
well,
of me.
I think things now are so different now. For example, the one thing I think GoFundMe is great. Let's say Alex didn't have the means to give you a kidney, Kayla, like to pay for the surgery. We could raise the money on a GoFundMe, and I think that's great. Not like, hey,
exactly.
I want to buy
it. You guys are on a radio show anyway, so the fact you'd be like, oh, go to my GoFundMe page, I mean, you guys would have double the money by the time the show was done anyway.
Hey, Kayla, totally. If I set up a Joe Pesh GoFundMe, would you go put money in it right now?
If it was to donate an organ to somebody, definitely.
Well, no, but I just wanted some money. Okay, thanks, Kayla.
No.
That's not what I was looking for. Let's go to Kara on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to say, I would give my kidney to anybody.
Aww.
I'd even give it to you, Alex.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Is Alex like the last person you'd want to give it to, though, first? Like, there's murderers and killers, and there's Alex.
Yeah, Charles Manson. Dead, I'd still give it to him.
It's too late. He's dead. Now, rest in peace. Not
yeah,
really,
right.
But all right. Okay, now, what do you think about people that say they wouldn't give it up?
Well, I think it's rather cold. I mean, and I don't mean any offense to anybody who's doing it, because that's just my personal opinion. I just think that, like, we're all humans, and we should all take care of each other. I mean, I think that if more people in this world thought like that, we'd, like, all be living great lives. But we all need to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think that's great. I just don't think I'd be willing to do it unless it was somebody I was super close to. It's just a lot of stuff to go through.
Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this?
So I would donate. I'm also an organ donor on my driver's license, and also I do work in EMS, and I will tell you that being an organ donor means nothing. Like,
are you sure?
9 times out of 10, I'm 100% sure. 9 times out of 10, we don't even look for that. Like, we don't look for that on the driver's license.
So
if we're looking for a driver's license,
I don't know.
Looking to figure out who they are.
Yeah, right.
And how old they are. No, like,
that's what she said. She's paid to say that.
No, I'm not. That's the 100% truth. Like,
we believe you. We're just messing with you.
Yeah, we believe her.
We'll do whatever it takes to save somebody, whether they're an organ donor or not, because we have nothing to do with the list. We know nobody on the list. We have absolutely nothing to do with the organ donor list or who needs one or whatever.
So do you need help right now? Who has a gun to your head? Where are you? We'll help you.
I'm on my way to the gym, so.
Okay.
Yeah, cough if you're government.
Nope, I'm not.
Hey, thank you, Renee. We appreciate your call this morning. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting online?
Kelly says, my son was born with kidney disease, this is a subject that I'm really passionate about. I've lived a life, and I know how horrible this disease is. He will die without a transplant. I would 100% donate my kidney.
That's insane. And that's what that hopefully one day with modern technology. I know people get up. It's really kind of like playing God sometimes when you start messing around creating things. But I hope that one day our technology gets us to the point where, like, you got a bad kidney, Alex.
Yeah, what happened? I thought we were cloning goats.
We
and
made
stuff.
Sheep. What? Yeah, we have Dolly.
Can you grow a kidney in a petri dish?
Baboon kidneys or something. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I would take a baboon kidney in a heartbeat. Hook it up. All right. If you couldn't get through, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.